Growing up in Morris Heights, a poor neighbourhood in the Bronx where violence was omnipresent, Joel Cabrera thought his future would be either death or jail, because that's what the outcomes are here. Middle school was like a juvenile detention facility. High school did not interest him enough to finish. Had he stopped there, he would have faced a life on the edge of penury. Among high school dropouts nationwide, average earnings are only $600 a week. To avoid that, Mr. Cabrera enrolled in courses offered at his local community college. There he came across a scheme called ASAP, Accelerated Study in Associate Programs, that sought to push pupils like him, city residents without family wealth or familiarity with universities, to complete two-year degrees. ASAP is designed to address a simply stated problem. Many low-income minority students enroll in college, but few finish. Only 34% of black men finish their bachelor's degree within 6 years, compared with the average rate of 60%. Those individual decisions to drop out collectively amount to society-wide stratification. The racial gaps in earning college degrees have hardly budged since 1995. Simple as the problem may be to describe, the approach taken by ASAP is complicated. Rather than target one thing that derails students, the program tries to tackle many at once. Pupils are given financial help, including money for textbooks and free metro cards to get around the city. They must meet academic and career advisors several times a month. They are tracked by a data operation that detects pupils in precarious positions before they quit. This worked for Mr. Cabrera, who continued to a bachelor's degree, a few internships, and a series of good jobs after that.